Got to get the kids to school. Let's get to Robbie Slater. Good morning, Robbie.
This hat.
Robbie.
Which hat are they wearing?
Hello. Robbie. Hello, hello, mate.
Yes.
Hello, Robbie.
Yes, yes. It's 1-0. 1.5 minutes to go. I'm watching it.
Did you predict this, mate? I mentioned it at the top of the program. They were $17, Wigan.
I'll probably give anybody.
Sorry?
I mentioned at the top of the program they were $17, Wigan, to cause
this. Did you have a sneaky?
No, I didn't have a sneaky. I should have.
Yeah, you should have. But, I mean, it's extraordinary. Obviously, Fabian Delph got sent off pretty early. But if you actually look at the possession stats and the shots, it's just extraordinary how they are losing 1-0. It's like 86% possession. It's just unbelievable. Something like 25 shots. Wigan have had 3 and they've scored 1 goal on the break. I don't know what Cole Walker was thinking, the right fullback, but he's gone to play it on. I think he's thinking it was going to be offside. Don't know how he's thinking that when he's facing the sideline and he's the right fullback and the whole of the rest of the field is open. So anyway, they paid cash for it. He's broken away and it was a tidy finish, and it looks like they're going to lose.
Oh, it was a really good quality goal.
Oh, they're right on the attack here, Man City. They've just missed a header opportunity.
Oh, they've been camped in Wigan's half.
Oh,
they've got
the
goalkeeper
up there. Yeah,
the goalkeeper's actually up attacking, which is quite remarkable. This big game tomorrow night, mate. Sydney FC $2.60 up against
absolutely desperate
Shanghai Shenhua. They're not quite the powerhouse they were last season. Shanghai Shenhua, I mean, as high profile players.
You there, Rob?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah. Hello, Rob? Now, right. I think he's dropped out there. So Shanghai Shenhua, $2.60. The draw, $3.25. And Sydney FC, $2.60. Wanted to ask Robbie Slater about FIFA and the AFC have arrived in Australia with their discussions with the FFA.
Well, saying they're not nearly worthy of running a competition.
That's
this
right.
is the problem.
That's
the A-League
right.
clubs are pushing extremely hard to get more say in the running of their competition. FIFA, the international governing body, is sort of saying, well, I don't know whether the FFA are doing the right thing here.
Well, Stephen Lowy is the man under pressure too, the chairman. There's a lot of clubs in the A-League. Not all of them, but there's a lot of clubs in the A-League that are asking him to stand down. I think we've got Rob back. G'day, Rob.
He had it here.
You with us, Rob?
Yes, I've got you back.
Yeah, sorry about that. Now, let's go back to that Sydney FC game.
Yeah, well, you got Melbourne victory tonight first, obviously, and yep. I'll be in studio for that. And, and then Sydney will play Shanghai Shenhua tomorrow night. And we'll be seeing if that, as we talked about last week, was the one-off sort of performance that we think it was.
Well, let's hope it was. How do you see tonight's game, firstly?
Look, it'll be a tough one for victory. I thought their opening game, although they were very loose at the back, 3-3, of course, and it was an entertaining game. They were certainly better than Sydney as a first off. I think they could get a result. But I think Sydney can beat Shanghai Shenhua.
All
there
right.
you go.
Well, firstly, I just need to narrow you down here, mate. So Shanghai tonight against Melbourne.
I think a draw tonight and
okay.
And then Sydney to win.
All right, so the draw tonight's $5.
Yes.
Into Sydney to win tomorrow night.
$2.60.
All right, good on you, mate. We know you got the kids getting to school. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, mate.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.